Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Ervin, Daf Chav Gimel. And we begin on the bottom of Chav Beis and Mebeis by the new Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. And the Mishnah tells us, we've actually had this discussion previously in discussing Pasi Biros, an individual Be'er versus an individual Bor, and a public Be'er and a public Bor, and now we'll see that Machlokas inside here. So it starts off and tells us, Echad Bor HaRabim, the Tanakhama's opinion, which is Rabbi Akiva, tells us that whether you're dealing with a bor, which is a collection of water that came from rain, but doesn't have its own well underneath it. So whether you're dealing with a bor of the Rabim, which could dry up at any point in time, or a be'er of the Rabim, Uber HaRabim, which obviously will not dry up, it comes from an underground internal source of water. So whether you're dealing here with a be'er of the Rabim or a bor of the Rabim, or even a be'er of a yochid, which also will not dry up because while it's owned by an individual, it has an unlimited supply of water filling it up. So these three categories, the bor of the Rabim, or the be'er of the Rabim, or the yochid, according to the Tanakhama, osalim pasim, they're perfectly able to be enclosed with a pasim biros. The only exception to the rule is avol lebor hayochid, an individual collection of water in a pit, which is not a self-supporting collection because it doesn't have a well attached to it, a spring attached to it, it's just collecting rainwater, so that can go out. So osalo mechitzo gvoa yutvachim, divrei Rabbi Akiva. That one, if you want to use it and be enclosed, you have to be concerned that the individual will forget himself when there's no water in there and use the pasi biros, which wouldn't be allowed. It's only allowed as a special cooler for mayim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Vyudim Bava disagrees. The opposite. Vyudim Bava Omer, much stricter. Ain osim pasin, you're only allowed to use the pasi biros. Ella lebe'er harabin bilvat, only for the public well, because it has both benefits. If you have the public there to remind you if the water to run out, plus it's a be'er, so the water won't run out. But all the other three, even the be'er of a yochid, and certainly a bor of a yochid, and even a bor of a rabim, we're concerned that the water could run out, and therefore you'd be left using the pasi biros without water. Therefore, Yehuda and Bava says they're not going to be able to be enclosed with pasi biros. So for those other three, the bor of the rabim or the yochid, and even the be'er of the yochid, for those, lishar, for those, osin chagura gavoa asor tvachim. You have to make a belt around it that is 10 tvachim. What is a belt around it? So Tosos here at the bottom says, pirush mechitza. You make a mechitza that has 10 tvachim. Rashi says you make a hekef shel chavolim. You make some sort of a rope, maybe some sort of a horizontal mechitza with the ropes being attached to posts and they come within love of each other, and that would be what Rashi is referring to, 10 tvachim tall. In any event, that's our machlokas in the Mishnah. We turn to the Gemara, we go to Amud Aleph. Amr Yossi. Yossi tells us, in the name of Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, halachic Rav Yehuda ben Bava. We paskin here like Rav Yehuda ben Bava, the more machmir shita. And then he adds, Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, the same series of Amarayim. Rav Yosef says, name of Yehuda, name of Shmuel, Lohutru Pasi Biros, we only allow these extensions, these right angle boards, to be used, Ela Le Be'er Mayim Chaim Bavad, only for a Be'er Mayim Chaim, for a well that will have a continuous flow of water from underneath it, and it's not just a collection of rainwater. Now, these seem to be telling us the same din. Both of them seem to be saying, we possibly agree with him and Bava, just phrasing in a different way. Gemara says, Utsricha, but you need both of these two statements of Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. Why is that? Because if you only had the first statement, the Yashmin and Halacha, Rav Yehuda and Bava, if all we had was that the Halacha follows Rav Yehuda and Bava, you know what I might have thought? Havamina, I might have said, the Rabbim, when we're talking about the public bear of Rabbim, Afilu mechunasim. It's not just the be'er. I might have thought it's also the bar, because it's for the rabbim, and the rabbim will make sure that the person doesn't forget and use these pasi biros if there's no water inside. That's why v'hai diktani be'er rabbim. That's why Bedavka tells us that we pass the kerudim ben bava for the be'er of the rabbim. Lafukim Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says a be'er of a yochid is good as well. So this comes to teach us, no, it's only the be'er of a rabbim. And that's the Chiddush. The Kamashulam, the Lohutra, Pasi Biros, Elaber Mayim Chayim. Even though the reasoning might have applied to an individual, it's not going to get used up because it has a stream coming in underneath, so you might have thought it should be good. So the Chiddush is, no, we pass like Yerudim Babu says, Badavka, only the heir of the Rabbin. V'yashmin, if you only taught me the case of Be'er Mayim Chayim, you know what I would have said? Hava Mina Lo Shnor De Rabbin V'lo Shnor De Yochid. I would have said that it perfectly good as long as Be'er Mayim Chayim, even for a yochid. Oh, that's why you need Kamashman, Allah, Yehuda ben Bava. That's why you need the second statement of Yehuda ben Bava. So therefore, both statements are necessary for Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Va'od Amar Rav Yehuda ben Bava." Another statement that Rav Yehuda ben Bava said. More or less, why do we say "va'od"? What's the purpose of saying "va'od" here? In any event, this additional statement that Rav Yehuda ben Bava said is "Hagina v'Hakarpaf." Hagina is some sort of a garden, and a karpaf we mentioned many times is a storage area that may or may not be attached to a house, and depending on its size, if it's enclosed, may or not be able to be carried in. So we'll learn more about a karpaf again now. So Rav Yehuda ben Bava tells us that if this karpaf or this gina has dimensions of 70 and 2/3 amma by 70 and 2/3 amma. Now, we've previously discussed the significance of this dimension, and that is an area, if you took it into square amos, there would be 5,000 square amos, or approximately 5,000 square amos, because 72/3, we'll see, only comes out to 4,994 square amos, which will be a discussion in the Gemara. But that is the dimensions of the Mishkan, which was 50 by 100 amos, and therefore, that's where we get this magic number of 5,000 square amos, a base sosayim. So, Rav Yehuda ben Bava is telling us, if this karpaf is a square of 70 2/3 by 70 2/3, so in that situation, hamukafos goder gavoa asara tvachim, if it is in fact enclosed by a mechitza, a fence that's around it that is 10 tvachim high, so matatl misocha, this is allowed to be carried in, even, as we'll see, if it wasn't made specifically for dira purposes. When something is made for dira purposes, it can even be larger than the 70 2/3 amma, but if it's less than or equal to 70 2/3 amma by 70 2/3 amma, so then even if it's not made for dira purposes, as long as it's surrounded by a fence, a good mechitza, it's at least 10 tvachim tall, you're allowed to carry within this area. But he adds, uvavad shebo shomera obeys dira, but it has to have inside of it either a shomera, which is like a watchtower, some sort of a sukkah. Rashi says sukkah shomrim, that the watcher stays inside this place. And he says, va'afa gav duhukaf ledira, beis asayim hu dushari tvei lo. Rashi is telling us that according to Rav Yehuda ben Bava, the maximum amount over here that you can have, even if it's hukaf ledira, is going to be a beis asayim. And if it's more than a beis asayim, according to Rav Yehuda ben Bava, it won't work, even if it was hukaf ledira. So this having the shomera, this booth in it, this sukkah in it for the watchman, or having other characteristics such as beis dira, that it specifically has a purposes of dwelling in it, or it is near the city, near the person's house, so therefore he will go and use it, as Rashi explains. The whole ukrova lebeso, since it's near his house, daito lishtamish botomit, he's going to use it. Ukihukaf ledira dami. That makes it as if it was established for the purposes, enclosed for the purposes of living in it. And in this situation, you're allowed to carry it. But otherwise, according to Rav Yehuda ben Bava, you're not allowed to carry within it. Rav Yehuda Omer, now this Rav Yehuda is Rav Yehuda bar Iloi. Stam Rav Yehuda is Rav Yehuda bar Iloi. Rav Yehuda Omer, afilu ein bo ela bor v'shiach u'ma'ora, even if it only has things that really aren't necessarily demonstrating that it's hukof ladira, but it has a pit in it that you collect water in it, or shiach is also some sort of a hole that you collect water in it, a ditch of some sort, u'ma'ora, a cave inside of it. So these are all showing that it's for the purposes of dira, so metaltel misocha, then you're also allowed to go and carry in this situation. These items alone show that it's for dira purposes. That's Rav Yehuda bar Iloi, Rav Yehuda, Stam Rav Yehuda. Rav Akiva Omer, afilu ein bo achas mikolelu. He says you don't even need this. You don't even need the bar, the shiach of the ma'ara. Nevertheless, if it's less than the 5,000 square amos, it is perfectly considered enclosed and metaltel misocha, even if it doesn't have the dira purposes. However, he says, "Uvavach bo shivim amma b'shirayim, al shivim amma b'shirayim." It can't be, as we'll see, more than 70 2/3 amma by 70 2/3 amma. And we'll see exactly what Rabbi Akiva means by this as we go through the Gemara. And Rashi points out, this seems to be the exact same thing that Rav Yehuda bar Bava said, the Tanakama. He also said it had to be 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. So what is Rabbi Akiva adding? Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we have another opinion, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, im haisa arko yaser arachba, if the length is more than the width, afilu amma achas, even one amma, ein metaltel misocha, then you wouldn't be allowed to carry within this area as well. It must be a perfect square. Now that's the girsa that we have for Rabbi Eliezer, that you can't even have the length more than the width by one amma. In other words, it must be a perfect square. The braisa is going to come to change it that, no, what Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that it can't be any more of a rectangle than 100 by 50, which is the 5,000 square amos, and that is paralleling what was in the Mishkan. And the Gemara is going to tell us that the Braisa is correct and our Mishnah is wrong, and you have to change the Mishnah around to say that if it would be 101 by 49 or whatever their mansions would make it up to 55,000 square amos, it would not be good. The maximum length can be more than the width would be 100 by 50. If it was more than that, if the length was more than 100, so then it's not going to be able to be carried in. Eimat Talton Besocha. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and it's explained by the Braisa and the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says, however, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Orko Pishnayim Berochva. If the length is more than the width, it's not a problem, as long as it's not more than twice length and width. Again, the dimensions are 100 by 50, it's good. But if it's more than 100 by 50, it's no good. Again, we'll have to explain the differences between these shitas as we go through the Gemara. The Mishnah continues and says, Omer Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi tells us, Shamati mi Rabbi Elazar. That's the Girsa that we have, Rabbi Elazar. But on the side, it says it should be Rabbi Eliezer. And that's the Girsa in the Gemara, and as well in other Svarim. So we'll call this Rabbi Eliezer. So I'm Rabbi Eloi, Shamati Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eloi says, I heard from Rabbi Eliezer the following things. Bafilu hi ki base kor. He says, no, if the karpaf is as big as even a base kor. Now a base kor, we've mentioned many times, is 30 saws. So it is 30 times 2,500, because a single saw is 2,500, a sasayim, the base sasayim that we've been talking about is 5,000. So this is going to be 30 times a single saw, 15 times a base sasayim, so 15 times 5,000 is going to be 75,000 square amos. That can be enclosed as long as it's for dira purposes. That's the first thing that Reb Eloi said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Number two, that I heard him say, An shichotzu shichocha echod mehem lo erev, if you have an erev chatzeros. So everybody in the courtyard who's Jewish has to participate in this erev chatzeros. Let's say one of the guys forgot to. So you have this chotzer, they made an erev chatzeros, but they didn't include one person. And now it's Shabbos, so you can't go include him on Shabbos. So beso osu milahaknis lohotzilo. So his house is osu. You can't carry from his house into the courtyard. Now, nobody could carry from the houses into the courtyard because he ruins this Erev Chatzeros. So what he does on Shabbos is he's mafkir his rights. And now the remaining people in the courtyard have, in fact, permission to use their Erev Chatzeros. But he doesn't have permission to use the Erev Chatzeros from his house into the courtyard or vice versa. And this will be more, we'll discuss this later in the Masechta. This is a very important idea that we'll have later in the Masechta. In any event, this is called that he's mevatel his rishus. So for him, beso osur milahachnis ulhotzilo. So in the girsa that we have in Rashi here, it says beso osur lekohanim. So it's just a printing mistake. It should be lahachnis. Other Gemaras have it, in fact, correctly that the girsa is lahachnis. So lechotzer letzarcho. Nobody, not he, not other people, can take anything from his house into the chotzer, from the chotzer into his house for this person. But everybody else is allowed to use this Erev Chatzeros, and they can even carry through his house, Rashi says, but they can't carry it for him. They can carry their own stuff into the house for their own purposes, but they can't do it for him. That's the second thing that Rabbi Eloi heard in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. And finally, the third thing is, V'chein Shamati said, Mimenu, from Rabbi Eliezer, Sheyotzim Ba'arkablin, that's the girsa that we have, B'Pesach. Arkablin, Rashi explains, is Shame Morer, a certain type of Morer. On the side, it says, others have the Girsa Akarbinin, and this is from the Pirush Mishnais in the Rambam. He says, also the Bartanura, Shu Yarek, it's a certain vegetable, Sha'olin Shalo, its leaves, Domos Lakrav, like a scorpion. And that's why they had the Girsa Akravnin. In any event, others have the Girsa Akarbilin. And in Psalchem, it says Akravlin. In any event, whatever this is a certain type of vegetable that he had heard, or Eloi had heard in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that you could use it piyotze maror, and the chazarti al kol tamidav. And I went and asked all the tamidim, Rabbi Eliezer, had they heard the Rabbi say this? Ubikashti lichover, and I wanted to find a friend who agreed with me. V'lo matzasi, I wasn't able to find anybody. Now, if you look at Tosos on daf chavov omubeis, that Tosos really should belong over here. And Tosos there says, haynu dafko b'tamidav. Rabbi Eloi wasn't able to find one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer who agreed with the Shita. However, he finally came upon Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he said, yes, that is in fact the correct halacha, and therefore he did find eventually a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer who held like him. Alternately, Tosa says, Inami, lo matzo chover sheshama Rabbi Eliezer karma. He didn't hear another Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer who actually said this. In any event, we now go to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off and says, this funny lashon of va'od omar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Where does that come from? Mai tana diktani va'od. Why did the Tana over here insist upon saying va'od? Shmuel says, Ilem, are you telling me he said this? Mishum detonen lechadu l'chumra. Because in the previous Mishnah, he said l'chumra that we're only allowed to use the pasi biros for the be'er rabim and not for the other three scenarios. And now, v'ketoni achrite, and since he's now saying another chumra over here, that's why mishum hachi ketoni v'o. That's why the Mishnayis say over here, v'od, another chumra that he said. He said a chumra before, and he says another chumra. So that's strange. For Rabbi Huda, now this is talking about Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi. Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi, the Tana Lechadu l'chumra v'ktoni achrite. He previously said on Daf Yud Ches a chumra, and then he said later on another chumra, v'loktoni yod, and it didn't say v'od. Now what two statements did Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi made? And in fact, Rashi actually has the gears over here for Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi, even though our gears in the Gemara only says Rabbi Huda, as I pointed out, Stam Rabbi Huda is Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi. So it says, Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi, the Tani Le'el, on Daf Yud Ches, Chodol Chumra. What did he say over there, Domer? Ad Beis Asayim in, Tefei Lo, that you're only allowed to have up to a Beis Asayim to enclose a well, but if it's more than a Beis Asayim, you can't enclose a well. That was the first thing he said. So, Ad Beis Asayim in, Tvei Lo. Then the Hodr, Toni Achwiti, then he says on Daf Chav Beis, yesterday Shir, Yisal Kenel Litzdodin, that when you're going through the Pasi Biros, if the Rabbim is Bokimbo, so you have to Yisal Kenel Litzdodin. So, therefore, you have two Chumras of Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi. And yet, we don't say V'od. So, Gemara says, okay, Hosom Afsekur Rabbonim. There, when the Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi said that you need to have no more than a base of Sayim surrounding the Pasi Biros, the Chacham said, no, you're allowed to have more than that. So, Hacha, law of Sakura, but that's why we didn't say Va'od by Rabbi Huda Bar Iloi. But here, you don't have the Chachamim disagreeing, and therefore we do say it. So, more questions that. The Kol Hecha, the Afsakura, Bonan, Lokotani Va'od, if you have an interruption, so to say, when you have the comment of the person who's Machmir, and then the rabbis interrupt, and then you have another comment of the person who's Machmir, you're telling me then you don't say Va'od? I'll show you that that's not true. Va'od, Rabbi Eliezer, the Sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer says in Sukkah, that a person is required, Rashi says, to have a certain number of meals in the sukkah, 14 meals in the sukkah, and the chachamim stop, and they say, no, you don't. Daf sukkah, Rabbanim. They say it's up to the individual how many meals he wants to have in the sukkah. And then it says another chumra rilezer v'ketani v'od, and he says that a person has to go and make up if he missed his first meal. He can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. So it says v'od, even though Afsakur Rabbanon. So here your rule that you're saying if the rabbis interrupt you, it wouldn't say Va'od, doesn't apply. So Akasha returns. How come it says over here by Rudim and Bava Va'od, but it didn't say by Rudim by Eloi Va'od? So my answer is no. Hasam b'milsehu de Afsakur. There, Rabbi Eliezer was interrupted with exactly the same subject. And therefore, he's talking about meals. And the rabbis interrupted him saying, no, you don't need a certain amount of meals. And then he continues and says, and if you miss the first meal, you can make it up. So it's all talking about the same subject. And therefore, the interruption doesn't remove you from saying Va'od. But here, with the review of the Bar Iloi, it was a totally different subject. The first one was talking about the size of the Pasi Biros. And the rabbis interrupted and said, no, it can even be more than a Beis Asayim. And then he said a different din, nothing to do with the size, has to do with Rabban Bokimbo. So therefore, you didn't have both of the factors. You didn't have that the rabbis didn't interrupt him, and you didn't have it was talking about the same thing. And therefore, you didn't use the terminology Va'od. Now the Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva from the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Ein Bo Echud Mikol Eilu, Metaltim Besocha. Rabbi Akiva was Mekel, and Rabbi Akiva said that you didn't need to have anything within the Karpav that was showing you it was Lebez Dira. You didn't even need the Bar, the Shiach, or the Ma'ara, and you certainly didn't need to have the Shomira, or Samuch Le'ir, or to have something else definitely showing you that it was Mukaf Ledira. And that's what Rabbi Akiva came along and said, you don't need to do this, and you still became Metaltim Bekula, Besocha. Turn to the Amud Beis, Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Tanakama. So what difference is there between the Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakama? That's what we pointed out earlier. Rabbi Kiva also said that you can have the Karpav up to a base Sosayim, and the Tanakama said you can have a base Sosayim. So what does Rabbi Kiva add over here to make it that he should give a separate opinion? Now who's the Tanakama? So Rashi says the Tanakama here is the Amru, Lo Amru Beis Sosayim El Lagino L'Karpav. This is the Chachamim Amru that we just said was Afsakua Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Tosus doesn't agree with that. Tosus says, it's our Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the Tanakama of our Mishnah. In any event, whoever the Tanakama is, Rabbi Akiva is not seemingly adding anything to that opinion. Shmuel says, no, there is a difference. There's a very small difference between the 70 and two-thirds Amma of Rabbi Akiva and the base Sasayim of the Tanakama. Ika benayu dover muot. What is that? The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Dover muot yesh al shivim Amma v'shirayim. There is a slight difference between a 70 and two-thirds square and the shear that the Chacham said you're allowed to have for a karpav to be enclosed. And how much is this? V'lo nasu Chacham bo shear, but v'kama, but what is it? Even though the rabbis didn't say it over here, how much is it? So the Gemara says, shear sasayim. It's the shear of sasayim, 5,000 square amos. And where did they get this from? Kechatzar ha-mishkan. This is equal to the chatzar of the mishkan, which, as we mentioned many times, is 100 by 50 amos. So that adds up to be 5,000 square amos. Now, 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, if you multiply that out, 70 and two-thirds is a whole number, so it reaches 4,994. But where did they get the 70 and two-thirds? That's actually the square root of 5,000, and it's an approximation. So that's where they got this number, 70 and two-thirds, which they're using practically, as opposed to saying the square root of 5,000, which would be a slightly larger number than 70 and two-thirds. Now, Gemara says, Minohani Milu, where did they get this idea that a karpav can only be enclosed up to 5,000 square amos, or 4,994 square amos? Minohani Mili, where did they get this from? Now, I point out, when we're asking over here, Minohani Mili, it's clearly not a din d'oraisa. This whole din is a din d'rabbanan. So therefore, we're looking for an asmachta. That's what Rashi explains. We're looking for an asmachta over here. So Amar Yehuda, you know what the asmachta is? The Amar Kor, it's based upon the following pasuk. The pasuk tells us the dimensions of the chotzer. It says, Orech ha-chotzer, the length of the chotzer is meya ba'am, 100 amma. And the rochav, and the width, is chamishim b'chamishim. It's 50 by 50. Now that doesn't make any sense. It should have said 50. And the dimensions of the chatzar are 100 by 50. So what does he mean, 100 by 50 by 50? So this is the allusion that he's saying to. Amra Torah. The Torah is telling us, tol chamishim, take this 50, v'sabev chamishim, and surround it around the 50, and this way you'll come to the dimensions of 5,000 square amos, minus a little bit. Now, this is a complicated calculation that Rashi is going to say inside in great detail. There are diagrams here in the art scroll. You can see this in the diagram in footnote number 8. The illustrated Gemara has a color diagram and it explains it very clearly. You can see there, and I'll try to explain it outside. What they're doing here is they're saying that we know that this dimension is 5,000, but how can you approximate it without using calculators, without using math in a fancy way? How can you take this 5,000 square amos and make it into this dimension that we're talking about, a 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds square? We find these types of calculations throughout the Shas. They're doing these calculations in their mind, so they try to do it in a way that you didn't really need to use a slide rule or a calculator, and you can just figure it out. And here's exactly how you do it. You divide the 50 by 50 and 50 by 50 squares, and you take one as the base, and you're going to follow that 50 by 50, and you divide the other one up, and you take strips of 10 amos from it, 10 by 50. So each of those 10 by 50s can be put around the 50 other square amma. You can see this again in the diagrams. And then you've used up four of them, and then you take the remaining 10 by 50 and divide it up into five 10 by 10 pieces, and you stick each of those in the corner. So you now have a square that is 70 amma by 70 amma, exactly. And all you have left is one 10 by 10 amma square. And what you've done is you've made the 50 by 50 amma square into now a 70 by 70 amma square, and you have a 10 by 10 piece left over. And we're going to make a perimeter around the 70 by 70 with this last 10 by 10. This 10 by 10 can be viewed as 60 tvachim by 60 tvachim. It's 10 amma by 10 amma. Each amma is 6 tvachim, so that's 60 tvachim by 60 tvachim. If you took all of this, you would have 3,600 tvachim. And you need to go put this around this perimeter of a 70 by 70 amma square. Now, 70 amma times 6 is 420 tvachim. So each side is 420 tvachim. If you take the perimeter, it's 420 times 4. 420 times 4 is going to be 1680. 1680 is the amount that you have to go and enclose the perimeter with. If you have 3,600 from the 10 by 10, so you can take 3,600 and take 2 tefachim of it and knock it down to 1,800 and go around the perimeter with a 2 tefach area, as we said, 420 on each side, would use up 1,680 of those 1,800. And you're left with 120 unused tefachim from the last box. Now, these 120, you need to put a 2x2 tefach in each corner, because the 70x70 amma that you're now enclosing, you now have a space in each corner of 2x2 tefachim that is not filled in. That's extra. So you take 2x2 tefachim of our remaining 120, two in one corner, two in the other corner, two in the other corner, two in the other corner. That's 8. So you deduct 8 from 120, and you're left with 112 unused tefachim. There's 6 tefachim in an amma, so therefore 6 into 112 goes how many times? It goes 18 with a remainder of 4 tefachim. Bingo! That's exactly what Rashi says. V'nisharu b'yodcha yudches amma v'dalet tefachim. That's the extra when we're making the square around this 50 by 50 yama. You take the other 50 by 50 yama and you parcel it out the way we just did, you're going to be left over with 18 amma and 4 tefachim. That's the difference between 4,994 square amos and 5,000 square amos. And this, Rashi says, v'hainu dover muat. This is that little bit difference between these two shittos. So this is the allusion to this from the pasuk. But since it's all in asmachta, the Gemara says pashta dekrab, but Mike Siv, what in the world is the pasuk really telling us when it says orech hachatzur is meya ba'ama and then verocham chamishim b'chamishim? Why does it say 50 by 50? It should have just said 50. So Amar Abaye is telling us that's the location where you're putting the mishkan within the surrounding courtyard of the mishkan. Ha'amed mishkan, where do you place the mishkan in this larger courtyard? Asfas chamishim, the courtyard is 100 by 50, so therefore the mishkan itself, which is 30 by 10, it should be placed 50 amma away from one side, and this will make it that the 30 by 10 mishkan itself is going to be 20 to the left, 20 to the right, and 20 to the head to get to the other end. And this way it's perfectly located in the courtyard, the way we just described, and you can see this very clearly in the diagrams of the Pirush Chai and in the Illustrated Gemara, or in the art scroll in diagram number 11. Now notice in the art scroll diagram, they say it's 19. And the reason why it's 19 and not 20 is because the wall of the Mishkan is also one amma on each side, and therefore it's 20 amma from the inner aspect of the Mishkan, but doesn't include the one amma wall. I know this was a lot of math, I know it's not simple, but the bottom line is, the whole purpose of this was to show us the difference between the 4,994, if you have 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, versus the perfect 5,000 square amma square that we're dealing here, the base sosayim. Gemara continues and quotes the Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Imhoisa Arka V'chule, Rebbe Eliezer said that even if one amma of the orech, of the length, was even one amma more than the width, it's no good. Now, that would imply that it had to be a perfect square almost. Gemara says, Vatani, we learn the Brisa, and this is what I mentioned when we're doing the Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Im Haisa Arko Yosra Pishnaim Birochba, Afilu Amma Achas, if the length was more than twice the width, even one amma, Emetal Musocha. But that means it's allowed to be twice the width. So, therefore, that can't be the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it can't even be one amma more. He was saying it can't be one amma more than double. So Amar Abibi Barabaye, you have to rephrase the Mishnah. Kitanan, when we learned it on Mishnah, Nami Masnisin. You have to learn this way. To Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, Yosra Pishnaim Biroch Vatanan. It's not talking about if the length is anything more than the width, but if the length is more than twice the width, it's no good. So where it says, so then, as I pointed out in the Mishnah, this is problematic. Yochi and Rav Yossi. Then he's saying the exact same thing as Rav Yossi, who says the length's allowed to be twice the width. There's a slight difference between them. Ribua de ribua rabbanon. The difference between them, as Rashi points out, is it better to make this karpap a square lechatchila? But b'di'eved, if as long as you have it as a rectangle that's not more than 100 by 50, it's okay. So that's what the machlokus is. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can see this in the Rashi, diromasu ika benayo ribua de ribua rabbanon. Rabbi Eliezer sovar that he says, Ikra arka pishtayim beruachav chesiv v'lesli rivua. You don't have to have a square. It's perfectly good. You want to have a square, fine. But if you want to have a rectangle, it's fine also. And Rabbi Yosi Savar, no, mirubas ikar ulechachilo ruya marinan. If somebody comes to ask, what's the best way to make a karpap? You tell him, make it exactly a square. 72/3 by 72/3. No, b'di'eved, he comes to you after the fact. And he said, I made the length more than the width, albeit not more than twice the width, then you'll tell him, bid the evidence good. That's the machlokas in Rav Eliezer and Rav Yossi. Now the Gemara quotes this statement that Rabbi Yossi made. Rabbi Yossi made v'chulei. So itmar, we learned Amar Rabbi Yossi, if Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said the name of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, how do we paskin halacha ki Rabbi Yossi? We paskin like this halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, that you should in fact have the karpav, that it should be a square ideally, but as long as the length is not more than twice the width, it is okay, b'di'evit. Rabbibi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and Rabbibi said the name of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the following. He said, halachik Rabbi Akiva, that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And both of these, tarvayu lekula, both of them, we took the lenient opinions in these situations. Now, what do we mean that we took the lenient situations? So, tzrichi, you need both of these statements that were eventually said over by Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, either by Rabbi Yosef or by Rabbibi. Now, the e, ashminun halachi Rabbi Yosef, we only have the statement that Shmuel made, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, you know what I would have said? Habamina adiika shomera obezdira. Okay, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you can have a length that's two times the width, and it's still good, but you must have a shomera or a bezdira. In other words, it has to be hukaf ladira. That's why Kamash Rulan, he tells the halacha is Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need anything there in order for it still to be an enclosure that you can carry within. No, if you just told me the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, I would have said you can't have a rectangular. You must have a square. Havamina the arif v'katan lo. It must be a square. Kamash v'lam. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. That ideally it should be a square, but b'di'evet, if it's going to be the length is no more than twice the width, it still is good. Gemara continues and says, karpav shu Yossi beis asayim. If you have a karpav that is larger than beis asayim, but it's hukaf l'dira, if it's made for dira purposes, so then, even if it's larger than a beis asayim, it is acceptable, which is the opinion of the Chachamim that we had, that the Amru Chachamim that they argued with Rabbi Yehuda that we had early in the Shia today. That's their opinion, and that's the Halach L'maisa, that if it's Mukaf L'dira, it's perfectly good, even if it's larger beis asayim. What happens if then you have this large karpaf that was originally hukaf ladira, but then nizra rubo, you went and planted some sort of vegetables inside of it, and now the majority is vegetables. So then, harehu kegina, it has the status of being a vegetable patch, a garden, v'asr, and this is not going to be allowed to be carried in anymore, because this part of the karpaf that is unplanted is called a chatzer, and the part that is planted is now called a karmelis, and therefore you can't carry from one to the other. However, nita rubo, if you put in trees, right, the lashon of zera is for vegetables, and nita is used for trees, so if you plant the trees there, so trees are used for residential purposes, they are used for dira purposes, and harei kuchatzer, it's still a chatzer, and it's permissible, it's not a problem. Now, Nizra Rubo, the Gemara says, if you planted in most of it, along comes on Rabbi Yehuna, Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, the only time we said that this is good, Lo Amar and Eliyosim, Beis Asayim, if it was more than a Beis Asayim, then it ruins it. Avo Beis Asayim, if it's only a Beis Asayim, it's still allowed. It still can carry within it. It doesn't ruin the Karpaf. Now, why is that? Come on, who does this go like? So Gemara says, it's Kirabi Shimon. This is a famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon. We had this early in the Masechta, and we'll have it later in the Masechta as well. He had it also in the Gemara in Shabbos, and he says that not Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon holds echad gagos, whether you have rooftops or vechad chatzeros, or you have courtyards, vechad karpivios, or you have these karpafs. In all of these situations, they are considered halachically as one rishus. According to Rabbi Shimon, rishus achas hein lekelim sheshavsu besochan. Any keli that was in this area, or any of these areas, is allowed to be moved from one to the other. You can move from the gag to the chatzer to the karpaf and back and forth, as long as they were in these areas beforehand. They're all considered one area, and they're enclosed, so you can carry from one to the other. Now, you can't carry from the house into any of these areas unless you made an erev chatzeros. But if you didn't make an erev chatzeros, these are all considered one entity, they're enclosed, and you can carry within them. So anything that was in these types of areas, when Shabbos started, Kalim Sheshav Subasochan is allowed to be carried back and forth. However, you can't carry below the Kalim Sheshav Subasochan Bais, but you can't take something from the house into these yards unless you made an Erech Hatzeres. Now, according to Rav Huna Berei, the Rabbi Yoshua, so this is the qualification, that this is only going according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's why, if it's exactly this gina that you made, is exactly a beis asayim or less, so then it's not ruined, and you can carry from the chotzer, which is the rest of the karpav, into this gina. Now, According to Rabbi Shimon, you still have a problem. Rabbi Shimon Nami, Kiva the Nizra Rubo, but we said originally that if most of it was planted, so then heavy Haumuta, then the remainder of the Karpaf is going to be nullified, it's going to be Batel next to the majority Gina, and we turn to the Omid Aleph, Batel Elegabi Ruba, and it will come nullified by the larger amount. And therefore, Vahavali Karpaf Yosemi Beis Asayim Vasser. And now you have a Karpaf that's more than a Beis Asayim. It's not Hukaf Ladira because it's a Gina and it shouldn't be allowed to be carried in any of it. So therefore, that's incorrect. So Gemara says, Eliyat Mar Hachiyat Mar. If Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua said something, this is what he said. In fact, he said, Homiyuta Shari. It's only if the Karpaf is the smaller part of it is now planted. And that's what the statement was made, and on that, Amar Yehuda, Rav Huna, he said, "Lo Amarin El De Lo Heavy Base Sosayim." That's only that it's not going to nullify the remainder of the Karpaf if it's smaller than it and it's less than a base Sosayim. You need two things: it's the minority and it's less than a base Sosayim. Avo Base Sosayim is Osir. If it is a base Sosayim, it's Osir. And who does this go like? This is Kiman Kirabanan, who argue with Rabbi Shimon. And they're going to ruin it for the entire area. So even if you have a minority, Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua says, Homiyuta, it's Shari, only if it's not a base Asayim. So it has to be a minority and less a base Asayim. But if it's a majority, or it's more than a base Asayim, it's going to ruin it. And that's like the opinion of the Chachamim. That's version number one. But now we'll have Rabbi Yirmi Difti. He says, Maslin Lakula. He learned this out Lakula because he says you can learn it like Rabbi Shimon. So ha miyuta shari, that which we said, if it's a miyut, if only a small part of this karpaf was planted, so then it's good. So that's Amar Vuna Brei the Rishua. He came along and said, Lo Amar Ela Beis Asayim. That's only if it's a Beis Asayim. But if it's more than a Beis Asayim, a Beis Asayim, then it will be Asur, because it now would have a separate status to it. And even Kiman Rabbi Shimon, this goes even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that if it's more than a base Asayim, it's not going to become nullified. It's a separate chashuva area. And he would also agree in this situation that you're not allowed to carry when it's more than a base Asayim, because it's a separate entity. And it's an entity that you're not allowed to carry in, so therefore it ruins it. But if it's less than a base Asayim, it doesn't ruin it. L'shitaso, he says, you're allowed to carry from Gagos, Karpifios, and Chatzeros all together, one to the other, even though it's a separate entity, you're allowed to go and carry. With this, we conclude today's share.